Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passion and World Talk Radio Network, Global Media Network, LLC, owns Passion and World Talk Radio, Educate, Enlighten, Entertain, and Mindfulness. And today on Scam Damnation, we are going to talk about the present administration Big Beautiful Bill, which was passed by the U.S. House by one vote. The story was written by Barney Henderson, and you can find it in Newsweek under the title, A Big Beautiful Bill Passed by U.S. So why am I putting it under scam damnation? Because one of the congressmen famously said yesterday, this is the biggest scam that's ever been on this country. So let's dig into it. The U.S. House of Representatives narrowly, by one vote, passed the president's sweeping budget package early yesterday morning, marking the first major legislative milestone of his second term in office. However, it wasn't a sweep. It was a razor-thin 215 to 214 vote. And it was the Republican-led House which pushed it through. The more than 1,000 pages after days of tense negotiation against the divided GOP factions. Speaker Mike Johnson said, quote, to put it simply, this bill gets Americans back to winning again. Really? Well, that's nice to know, but it has nothing to do with us and everything to do with them. Two Republicans vote against the bill. They broke ranks and joined every House Democrat in voting against it. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky and Representative Warren Davidson of Ohio. Representative Andy Harris of Maryland, the chair of the House Freedom Caucus, voted present. Two Republicans, Reps David Schweiker of Arizona and Andrew Garbanino, did not vote at all. And you're probably asking yourself, why does this matter if it's a big, beautiful bill? Well, the legislation would make permanent the individual income and estate tax cuts passed during Mr. President's first term and add fresh exemptions for tipped income, overtime pay, and interest on certain auto loans. Moves designed to appeal to us working class voters. So why is it being termed a scam? To help offset the anticipated revenue shortfall, estimated at roughly $3.8 trillion, the bill would repeal or fast-track the expiration of clean energy tax credits enacted under the former president. That rollback would substantially reduce the net cost of the package. Or will it? Among the temporary measures included is a boost to the standard deduction, an increase of $1,000 for individual taxpayers, bringing it to $16,000, and a $2,000 increase for joint followers, raising their deduction to $32,000. The deduction directly reduces taxable income. The child tax credit would also see a temporary increase of $500, raising to $2,500 for tax years 2025 through 2028, before reverting to $2,000. Future adjustments would be pegged to inflation. And a significant win for wealthier households, the estate tax exemption would climb to $15 million. with annual inflation adjustments ensuring it continues to rise over time. If I was making $15 million, I certainly don't need any tax incentives. Additionally, the package includes $350 billion in new spending. Comment, I thought he was going to bring down the national debt, not add to it. End of comment. Around $150 billion would go to the Pentagon for projects including his new Golden Dome defense shield, and the rest would help fund the president's mass deportation and border security agenda. Comment, so that's what he's doing with all the money he's taking away from all the other federal programs. It has nothing to do with the working class or United States citizens. Yeah, I'm beginning to believe it's a big scam. End of comment. There are new work requirements for Medicaid. A focal point of the package is nearly $700 billion in reduced spending in the Medicaid program, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Comment, which is nice for them because none of them need it. In fact, they keep on raising their salaries every year just because they tell me they can't make it on $250,000 a year. Boo-hoo on the comment. People would have to wait to be eligible, and there's a new community engagement requirements of at least 80 hours per month of work, education, or service for able-bodied adults without dependents. This new requirement would begin on December 31st, 2026, and people would also have to verify their eligibility for the program twice a year rather than just once. So if there's something really wrong with you, comment, what exactly are you telling them? Hyken released a joint statement from Democrat leadership and caucus chair Pete Engler. Today, every single House Democrat voted to stop the largest cuts to Medicaid and food assistance in American history. The GOP tax scam rips health care and food assistance away from millions of people in order to provide tax cuts to the wealthy, the well-off, and the well-connected. Well, that makes sense. Look at the cyber dinner that our president held last night. It certainly didn't help me, but then I didn't have all that money to spend. The GOP tax scam is deeply unpopular because it will take food out of the mouths of children, seniors, and veterans at a time when too many families are already struggling to live from paycheck to paycheck. It is why Republicans made every effort to advance it during the dead of night for more than 28 hours, beginning with Rules Committee ranking member Jim McGovern. Democrats forced the Republicans to debate this toxic legislation before the American people. And this fight is just the beginning. And House Democrats will continue to use every tool at our disposal to ensure that the GOP tax scam is buried deep in the ground, never to rise again. Of course, comment, when your own president threatens Congress and say, you better vote the way I tell you to, that's a real red flag, folks. Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas, comment, oh, we're talking about Texas now, where everything is so big? Right. After 4 years of disastrous national security and economic policies, we're putting America back on the right track. Comment, where have you been for the past 4 years? The president before this one left a sound economic economy. Where is it? I'll tell you where it is. It was trashed, destroyed. Because this president has to show he's bigger and better than anybody else. And Texas, you're still fighting the Civil War. I know. I lived there. This morning, I voted yes on the House Reconciliation Package, which includes funding to reimburse our state for Operation Lone Star costs. Oh, comment, a payback. Yeah, nothing like getting something slipped under the carpet. A priority I fought for since House budget talks began. Through my seat on the House Homeland Security Committee, I helped shape the bill's border security provisions, which include funding for checkpoint upgrades, new technology and infrastructure, Operation Stone Garden law enforcement grants, and CBP bonuses. The legislation also extends critical tax cuts, protecting TX-23 families from a 24% tax hike and a streamless natural gas permitting to boost energy production in West Texas and lower energy costs. Again, with the oil and gas, Mister, it's going to run out. And then where are you going to be? Nowhere. Under comment. Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican in New York, said, "Today I was proud to be the deciding vote to pass the One Big Beautiful Bill, an historic victory for New Yorkers and the president's America First agenda." Okay, comment. I have a suggestion. Why don't all you billionaires, including the president of the United States, live off a minimum wage for 6 months, and then we'll discuss about this big, beautiful bill. I bet you'll change your mind after 3 days. This legislation includes key provisions that will benefit hardworking New York families. I was especially proud to work with my New York Republican colleagues to lead on delivering significant tax reliefs for New Yorkers by increasing the state and local tax cap by 300%, a win for hardworking families struggling under the weight of the highest tax burden in the nation because of government Kathy you should fail far-left tax and spend Democrat policy. Comment, is that like all of you using my Social Security to fund your projects? Because until you can justify me why the government always uses Social Security as their private piggy bank, anything you say, I'll take with a grain of salt. What's next? The bill now heads to the Senate, where it's likely to face significant revisions before a final vote. And this article includes reporting from the Associated Press. So, as Barnum says, if you believe everything you're told, then you deserve what you get. And I can agree with the Democrats. This is a scam. And therefore, that is why I'm presenting it on Scam Damn Nation. This program is brought to you by two companies, Ruby, RUBI.AI. Go over to AIwithLillian.com, and it'll take you to the webpage where there are testimonials for Ruby.AI, a demonstration, so you can go through it. And the best part, you can sign up for a monthly subscription. It leaves ChatGPT back in the Stone Age. And also by Conscious Research Solutions. Go check us out at PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/research. Made Simple blog. It answers your questions about all the pain points and what we can do for you. And then sign up for a free 15-minute consultation by clicking on the calendar URL. Also, if you always want to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, please consider donating to PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/donation. And you will always hear what you need to hear when you need to hear it. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great rest of the week.